Any Other Business by Lucy Flannery.
And in conclusion, I'd like to say that the democratic process of this country is the jewel in its crown, the inspiration and the raison d'etre of my entire career in public service. I stand by it. I abide by it. If necessary, I would do battle for it. I would also like to say that I have long believed that the recall of the death penalty is entirely justified in the face of certain crimes, terrorism, serial murder, and political agents who don't notice other candidates with the same name on the ballot paper. That last was off the record, by the way.
It's all very well talking about the democratic process, Dr. Whittaker, but you can hardly say it's been served here, can you?
It's not for me to comment.
Come off it. You, the long-serving councillor for Canfield Ward, leader of the council for 9 years, lose your seat to a student monster-raving loony with the same name and initial as you, and you're saying the political will of the people has been demonstrated?
Well, I would go so far as to say that the chances of the honest electorate of Chesbury having experienced an overnight swing to the loonies are slim.
Oh, don't knock yourself out.
Oh, for God's sake, Hillary, look at the position I'm in. It's hardly likely to inspire confidence. We are still off the record, aren't we?
If you say so.
But I've been made a laughingstock. I mean, to think that I, Roland Whittaker, lost the safest seat in the borough because my fool of an agent spent the entire campaign on the golf links instead of doing his job properly.
You can't blame it all on him, though, can you?
No, you certainly can't. A damn fool of an electorate. Really, one wonders if they can even read. I'm always hearing concerns about short attention spans, and now I'm beginning to believe it. But they got the first R. Whittaker on the ballot paper, and in they put their cross willy-nilly. Oh, should they even be allowed the vote, one wonders, if they can't exercise it responsibly.
Are we still off the record?
Yeah, we most certainly are.
So what next, then?
Well, of course, we must arrange a by-election as soon as possible. That goes without saying. Then normal service will be resumed, I believe is the expression.
It's not exactly normal service, though, is it?
Hmm?
The political complexion of the council has changed quite radically after yesterday's voting. For the first time since the Second World War, the Conservatives have lost control.
No, I wouldn't say lost.
There's no one party with overall control anymore.
Oh, well, I mean, the Liberals will, of course, join forces with the Conservative group. They are, after all, our natural allies.
Are you sure about that?
Oh, certainly. I mean, this misfortune of mine is the merest hiatus. Inconvenient, certainly, but of no real consequence. As soon as I have regained my seat, I will formalise our new association with the Liberal Democrats, and Chesbury can once again be assured a proud Conservative trusteeship, enlightened and disinterested leadership, continuity of service, and above all, a renewed commitment to our heritage, tradition, and civic pride. Did I say pride twice?
Dunno. Don't worry, Doctor. I know exactly what you're trying to say. Leave it with me. This is it, Arthur.
Steady, lass.
This is what we've been working for and waiting for and praying for and never really believing in. But it's happened. It's really happened. We've got control of the council.
Now then, Erica, let's just look at this calmly, shall we?
By all means.
The electorate never wanted us in. They ate our guts. Agreed?
Agreed.
They never intended for us to win. They just wanted to register a protest at the council charge and are smug Tory bastards. Agreed?
Agreed.
They're reeling in shock this morning and panicking that we're going to seize power and declare a People's Republic. Agreed?
Sorry, am I agreeing to what you just said or to a People's Republic? Because I'm very keen, but I think we probably need just a bit more discussion.
Be serious, Erica.
I am being.
They've let us in by accident, and they're certainly not going to make that mistake again. So, at best, without any unexpected by-elections and always providing we can get the Liberals to go in with us, we've got 1 year of power ahead. No more.
Agreed. Now, what I think we need
to... Unless we play our cards very close to our chest indeed. Have a long-term strategy.
What are you talking about?
If we don't abuse this power that's been given to us, if we bring in a sensible budget and administer the borough in a calm and dignified manner, without doing anything too radical or silly, then, well, maybe, come next May, we could just find that the electorate have been agreeably surprised by our term of office and might just consider voting us back in.
What utter cobblers.
We've got to look at the long term.
What long term?
We've got to use this time to build and consolidate and cement the foundation.
We've got to use this time to put a rocket up this town's bum. Get real, Arthur. You could send a £50 note to every individual of voting age in the Greater Chesbury area, and you know damn well, come polling day, they'll go ahead and vote a tea towel in as long as it's the right shade of blue.
Well, I'm not so sure.
Well, I am. Arthur, I can't believe you're saying all this. Have you forgotten what you told me when I first moved down here?
No, but...
Forget all about those fancy metropolitan boroughs you told me. You're in the bloody south now. The Tory heartland, yeah?
Aye, but...
The local MP's known as the Member for Johannesburg South, and that's affectionately. That's what you said.
I know.
And it is widely rumoured that the Hitler Youth meets every third Wednesday of the month in the upstairs room of the community centre.
Yes.
Now, given a setup like that, Arthur, what the hell is the point of treading gently? I think let's have a bloody revolution while we can.
I think you're forgetting one thing. We don't have overall control.
Oh, the Liberals will come in with us. They'd far rather be on our side than with the Tories. Just remind them of the Lib-Lab Pact. Failing that, to be very firm with them.
You're still overlooking one small detail.
What?
Canfield Ward, Whittaker's stomping ground.
Oh, yes. Isn't it blissful? A monster raving loony. It makes you think there is a god.
Well, make the most of it. I don't think it'll last long.
What do you mean?
You weren't there. You didn't see his face when the returning officer made the announcement. He was horrified.
Really?
If he hasn't already, I imagine it'll only be hours before that lad resigns.
No, I'm sorry. He's not available for comment. Yes, he is currently considering his position... Yeah. I'm sure he'll be making a statement to the press soon. Goodbye. You're going to have to talk to them sometime.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Robin, you can't bury your head in the sand like this.
Well, just tell them I'm resigning my seat and there's an end to it.
Now, I don't think you should do anything hasty. After all, this is a fascinating situation. It's absolutely unique.
It's bloody embarrassing, that's what it is.
For someone who conducted their entire election campaign in a chicken outfit and a Viking helmet, it's a bit late to start feeling self-conscious.
I don't know why I let you talk me into all this. Oh, yes, I do. You said it'd be fun.
Well, so it is. For me.
And you said it would impress that second year.
Well, so it did.
She had her boyfriend all along, as you very well knew.
I thought that was her brother.
Oh, fed up. I want to get back to normal.
Back to studying, you mean?
No, back to drinking beer and having a laugh.
Look, Robin, I want to put a proposition to you.
Whatever it is, the answer's no.
How can you say that?
Easily. The last proposition you put to me ended up with me becoming a ward councillor. That's really going to help my image of rock and roll animal, isn't it?
Look, Robin.
Tell him I'm dead. A word in your ear, Chief.
Oh, what is it, Jeremy? I'm worn out. I hate elections. You can never get an early night.
I think you should contact our new ward councillor.
Which one? There's about eight, aren't there?
That's quite so, Chief. But I was thinking specifically of our new Canfield ward representative, Mr. Whittaker.
But I thought Whittaker lost it.
Yes, he did. To a man called Whittaker.
God, it's confusing.
I think you'd better speak to this new Whittaker and find out what his intentions are.
Whatever they are, I doubt they're honourable.
Yes, very droll, Chief.
So what am I supposed to be asking him, then?
Whether and when he intends to resign, and how quickly we can arrange the by-election.
But he's only just got in, hasn't he?
Yes, but I don't think he actually meant to be elected. He's a very young man, and his candidacy was rather in the nature of a student prank.
Ah, that's right. He's a monster loony, isn't he?
Unofficial, I believe. But his rather surprising election has led us into something of a constitutional crisis. The council is now split, with no one group able to command a majority. The likelihood is that the Liberals will side with one of the two leading parties, and the Independents will follow suit. If they choose the Labour group to support, the Conservatives will be in the minority, unless they can regain Canfield Ward, in which case their power can still be assured.
Oh, I'm with you. They want to hurry up and get the seat back.
Precisely.
Oh, it takes a bit of getting used to, doesn't it?
It certainly does. But as Chief Executive of Chesbury Borough Council, it behoves you to act swiftly to avoid further confusion.
Must I?
I'm afraid so.
Oh, Lord.
Would you like me to start the ball rolling, Chief?
Would you, Jeremy?
Of course. I'll ring Mr. Robin Whittaker and ask him to come in for a meeting.
I could weep for you, leader. Really, I could.
Oh, come now, dear lady. Onward, ever onward.
I'm inclined to resign my own seat in protest.
Oh, now, Mrs. Ballard. No hasty acts, I beg of you. We have more need of you now than ever, with the barbarian at the gate, as it were.
Oh, Dr. Whittaker, yes, of course, you're absolutely right. Do forgive my emotional outburst. But there are certain party members for whom horsewhipping is too good. What were they about, I should like to know?
Quite.
More tea, Doctor.
Thank you, no. I really must be running along.
Oh, yes, of course. I don't wish to take up your valuable time, but I did so strongly want you to know how badly I feel about this whole sorry business and assure you of my continued support.
Thank you, Mrs. Ballard.
Really, just thinking about the whole episode quite makes my blood boil when I think of that young whippersnapper. Oh, it will be many a long day before I can forgive or forget that Viking helmet. Mightn't have been so bad were it on his head.
Indeed.
In a democratic society, I find it very surprising that he was allowed to stand at all. Still, I suppose he'll resign, and then we can get back to the proper order.
So I trust. In fact, I'm just on my way to see him now.
Then I mustn't detain you any further.
Yes, well, I hope the young man doesn't prove recalcitrant.
I am quite sure, Doctor, that you are more than a match for that young puppy.
Well, I trust I shall prove worthy of your confidence, Councillor Ballard.
Oh, leader.
Oh, well, you know, I'm not really entitled to that distinction anymore, Mrs. Ballard.
Dr. Whittaker, I want you to know that come what may, to me you will always be the leader.
Goodbye, Florence.
Goodbye, leader.
Do I have to go?
Of course you do. If the chief executive of the borough council wants to see you, then you can hardly say no, can you?
I could say I've got a dentist appointment.
Look, Robin, I think it's time to talk turkey.
What?
I don't want you to resign.
Why the hell not?
Because it's fascinating, this situation. If I could monitor it for a year as my social studies profile, I'd be bound to get a first out of it. Either that or a bestseller.
What's in it for me?
Well, I'll make it worth your while.
Oh, what? Money? What else?
What sort of sums did you have in mind?
You can name your price.
Oh, now you're talking.
The only snag is, you'll have to wait till after I've paid off my student loan.
Oh.
But look, it'll be worth it.
Look, I'm going to see this Reg Tomlinson bloke tomorrow, and I'm going to tell him it was all a mistake, and I'll just sign whatever it is I have to, and that'll be an end to it.
But then you'll just let the Tories back in. That'll be no fun at all.
Who cares?
Look, have you seen this? Tonight's paper. There's an interview with Roland Whittaker. This is the merest hiatus, says deposed council leader. Cheeky sod.
A hiatus? That's a hernia, isn't it?
At least spin it out a bit, Rob. Don't just roll over and give in.
I don't like all this.
Not the press again.
Tell him I'm not here.
Look, push off. He's not here.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, bug off, Grandad.
I am not your grandfather. I am Dr. Roland Whittaker.
Oh, hell.
You'd better come in.
Yeah, thank you.
He's been here.
I'm ever so sorry.
Look, I must apologise, Mr. Whittaker, to you and to your agent here. I'm so sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Graham.
Mr. Graham, forgive me for arriving unannounced, but your telephone appears to be off the hook. I trust this isn't an inconvenient time.
No, not at all.
Yeah, jolly good, jolly good. Let me get straight to the point, Mr. Whittaker.
Call me Robin.
Thank you. We all appreciate that your candidacy was in the nature of a bit of fun, no malice intended, but unfortunately it's all gone a bit too far, hasn't it?
I suppose so.
Well, now, no harm done. It's a very simple matter. You just put your resignation in writing, and the chaps of the town hall will do all the rest.
Well, Mr. Whittaker is considering his position and will be meeting with the borough chief executive in the morning.
Oh, good Lord, Reg Tomlinson's actually doing his job, is he? Wonders will never cease. Well, in that case, I need detain you no longer. I'll bid you good afternoon.
He hasn't definitely decided to resign, you know.
Yes, I have.
Ow! What's that? Now, come now, young man. You've had your fun. Time to return to the pavilion and hang up your bat. Politics is a serious business, you know.
Well, don't I know it. Cheerio then, Mr. Whittaker.
Dr. Whittaker.
Dr. Whittaker.
Goodbye. I'll see you myself out.
Well, that's that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, thank God it's over.
Wimp.
Oh, don't start.
I'll put the phone back on. Hello? Who's calling, please? Councillor Erica Clark.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, he's not... What? Supper tonight?
What?
Is that like food? Yes, I think he might be free.
Yeah?
Yes. Yes, I think I can safely say on his behalf he'd be delighted. 8 o'clock. Right. Fine. 27 Caraway Gardens. Yep, I'm sure we'll find it. Yep. Okay, thank you. Thanks enough. Bye.
Things are looking up.
Don't you know, there's no such thing as a free lunch.
Lunch? I thought it was supper.
Don't you realise she's Labour? She'll want to do some kind of deal with you.
Oh, she'll understand. I'll just explain to her that it was all a mistake and tomorrow I'm going to see this bloke and tell him that. But maybe I'll wait until after the pudding.
Merest hiatus. We'll see about that. Camilla, are the kids all right round at Jenny's?
Yeah, they're fine. Don't fuss. And by-wise, I should have the evening off.
Camilla, not tonight, please. I'm counting on you to make your special pudding.
Why the hell should I?
To persuade this lad over to our side.
We're not on the same side, remember? I hate your politics.
Camilla, I know you're a rabid green, but just for tonight, can we not please find some common ground?
You're wasting your time. He's just a kid, frightened of what he's got into.
If he's just a kid, he'll love your banana pie. What do you say?
I say it'll end in tears.
You don't want the Tories back in, do you?
I didn't want to move here in the first place. I told you that.
Oh, don't start all that again. I wasn't that keen myself, as you well know. But Peter's firm insisted on moving him down here, and look, a lot of good's come out of it. If it hadn't been for me pushing them, I doubt we'd have won all those seats. And now this young lad with the same name as Whittaker getting in by mistake. Well, it's fate, that's what it is.
No, it's a joke, that's what it is. Like the entire political system of this country.
Oh, Camilla. You know how cross you make me when you talk like that. Some of us do believe in something, you know. He's actively trying to make things better.
All right. Don't go on. I'll make this blessed pudding, seeing as how the entire future of Western democracy depends on it.
Another helping, Robin?
No, I can't. Oh. No, I can't, I'm afraid. That was really nice, thank you.
Do you want a bag to take some home?
Oh, could I?
Of course you can. Now, to get back to what I was saying, you do see, don't you, Robin?
Well, that is, I never really meant to get elected, you see.
I know, but the fact is you were elected. Fate took a hand. It has singled you out, Robin, for great and high things.
It's my exams, you see.
I know it's not easy for you, and it is asking a lot, but Robin, I can see you're a young man who thinks deeply about issues and cares about things.
Oh, I do.
And history will remember you, Robin, either as the man who dared to challenge the status quo, or else as the man who couldn't hack it, but just rolled over and let the likes of Roland Whittaker and Florence Ballard have it all their own way again.
Florence Ballard? Wasn't she in the Supremes?
Could you get the pudding, do you think, Camilla?
Oh, get it yourself. I made the bloody thing.
I hope you never want a reference from me. Coffee for everyone?
Ooh, yes, please. Look, I can't work out the setup here. Are you the maid or something?
Nanny. Only Erica doesn't like that word. Smacks of the establishment, you see.
Where's her husband?
Away on a course.
Oh, is he a councillor too?
No, he's not interested in politics. Or anything much except computers. He's the Dennis Thatcher of Chesbury, except he's teetotal.
Oh, I wish he was here. He might shut her up a bit.
Don't you think she's got a point?
Well, yeah, I suppose. But I met this Whittaker bloke and he seemed quite nice.
I wouldn't tell Erica that if I were you.
And I sort of told him that he didn't worry because I'm going to resign tomorrow.
Ah, but did he cook you chili con carne with banana cream pie to follow?
Ooh, banana cream pie.
Now, where do your loyalties lie? Tricky, isn't it?
You don't like me, do you?
No.
Why? What have I done?
Oh, nothing. Don't worry your pretty little head. I think I'll go and give Erica a hand with a coffee.
No, don't go. Look,
Seriously, what do you think I should do?
I think you should make your own mind up instead of asking everybody else's opinion.
Well, you're the only person I've asked. Everyone else has just told me what I ought to do. In other words, what they want me to do.
And what does that tell you?
Hmm?
There's an awful lot at stake here. If it didn't matter, no one would be putting any pressure on you at all.
No, I suppose not. And I do want to do the right thing. I just don't know what it is.
You don't have to side with one or the other, you know.
How do you mean?
You don't seem to realise you're in a uniquely powerful position. No one can push you out if you don't want to go, and no one can make you toe the party line.
What about Lord Such? I mean, he sent me a telegram of congratulation.
If you accept the seat on the council, you can follow your own agenda.
I haven't got one.
Well, there must be some things you feel strongly about, something you care about passionately.
Oh, well, let's see. I was a bit cut when the Smiths split up.
It's only a suggestion, but how about environmental issues?
Well, the ozone layer and stuff. Well, yes, of course, I'm very worried, but there's not a lot you can do at this level, is there?
Isn't there?
Well, I don't know, really. I mean, I don't know much about councils at all. Hopeless, aren't I?
Nonsense. Lots of people find it confusing. Nothing to be ashamed of. It shows you're honest.
It does?
Yeah, and it just goes to show, if you, a highly educated, articulate man, finds it difficult, how does the average person cope? You could do a lot of good. Make local government more accountable and accessible to ordinary people, and promote a few green policies at the same time.
I could, couldn't I?
Of course you could. And another
thing, if I decided to go ahead, and I'm only saying if, mind, would you help me?
Of course, if you want me to.
And would you explain things to me, you know, outline policy areas and generally spend a lot of time with me on our own? I'll call you tomorrow, first thing.
Here we are. You'll have pudding, won't you, Robin?
Oh, yes, please.
And coffee.
Ooh.
Help yourself to sugar. Now, where was I? Yes, you see, Robin, you only have to look around the town and see what 40-odd years of the likes of Roland Whittaker have done to the place. How low it's been brought. These people don't care. They have no...
Mrs. Ballard to see you, Chief.
I have here a letter from one of my ward residents drawing my attention to unsightly and insanitary dog mess in Clarence Park.
Oh, dear.
What are you going to do about it, Mr. Tomlinson?
Well, that is,
Spot fining, it's the only answer. Charge people £200 with no appeal and they'll soon teach their dogs better manners.
I don't think we're allowed to do that.
It would require some discussion in full council, certainly.
I shall be bringing it up in due course. Now, what about this fiasco in Canfield Ward?
Mr. Whittaker is due in for a meeting this morning.
Dr. Whittaker.
Oh, is he coming in too? I spoke to him just now.
No, Councillor Ballard is referring to Dr. Roland Whittaker, whereas your appointment is with Mr. Robin Whittaker.
Got it.
I hope you will tell him to resign immediately.
It's not actually within the remit of paid officers of the council to instruct elected members on their future course of action. However, we understand from Dr. Whittaker that the young man in question has indicated that he will, in fact, be tendering his resignation from Canfield Ward this very morning.
Excellent, and I hope that will be a lesson to you both. Good day, gentlemen.
Goodbye, Mrs. Ballard.
Good morning, Councillor.
Is it me, or is that woman quite mad?
Hardly mad, Chief, just of a different generation.
Oh, is that what it is? Right, well, let's wheel this chap in and sort it all out. See if he's here yet, will you, Jeremy?
Mr. Whittaker, do come in.
Hello.
Good morning. This is Reg Tomlinson, Chief Executive Officer of Chesbury Borough Council. I am his assistant, Jeremy Hartington. Would you like some coffee?
No, thank you. How do you do? I'm Robin.
Hello.
Look, I'm not sure how to say this.
This is obviously a delicate and indeed stressful situation, and one which we can probably facilitate for you.
You can?
Can we?
Speaking on behalf of Mr. Tomlinson, may I endeavour to make this easier for you?
Oh, yes, please.
Well, thank you. That would be very nice.
We fully appreciate that you submitted your candidacy for Canfield Ward in a spirit of light-heartedness, as a bit of fun.
Yes, yes, well, yes, you could say that, yes.
And now you find yourself in the embarrassing situation of having split the council and unseated the long-standing member for the ward. Naturally, you had no actual intention of being elected, and you are now under immense pressure from all quarters, not least the local and indeed national press, to announce your intentions.
You can say that again.
Understandably, you want all this unpleasantness over and done with and a return to your normal routine. You will want to put this unsavory brush with public life firmly behind you.
Well?
Let me reassure you, Robin, that this can be expedited in a mere twinkling. I have taken the liberty of drawing up your letter of resignation. Your signature is all that is required, and then you may breathe easy in the knowledge that Chesbury Council has no further claim upon you.
Yeah, it's just that...
If you wouldn't mind signing both copies, Robin, one of them will be your own personal property to take away with you.
But I don't want to sign.
No, no, you don't understand. I have to have something in writing or your resignation isn't legal.
I'm not going to resign.
I don't quite understand.
Well, I'm going to have a bash at it. Being a councillor, I mean.
Is he allowed to do that, Jeremy?
Well, certainly no one has the authority to make him resign. But ethically, this raises certain questions. Do you feel it is entirely fair to the electorate to accept the seat when you have clearly been elected by mistake?
Everybody keeps on saying that, but can you prove it? I mean, I think they knew what they were doing when they voted for me.
Oh, come off it. Even I can see there's been an almighty cock-up.
What Mr. Tomlinson is trying to say is, you must know very well that it was only because your name appeared first on the ballot paper that you accrued so many votes.
Well, we'll see. Okay, I've got a press conference scheduled for 12 noon, and I'll be explaining then why I've decided not to resign.
And may we be allowed to know in the meantime?
I think I've got something to offer. A lot to offer, actually. And I don't take my civic responsibilities lightly. So I'm not gonna just stand down and disappoint all the people who voted for me. And as an independent, I am free of the taint of party politics and can serve the people's best interests. I think that's all.
I see. So you haven't decided to throw in your lot with one or other of the major parties?
I've been nobbled, if that's what you mean.
What the hell are we going to say to Roland Whittaker?
Perhaps Robin would like to communicate to him his surprising decision.
Can't you do it?
Well, must I?
Don't worry. If there's a press conference scheduled, I imagine Dr. Whittaker will soon be fully apprised of the situation.
Whew.
So it only remains for us to welcome you.
There is just, one thing.
Yes?
If I'm a councillor now... does that mean I can see policy documents and things?
Some, yes, but strictly on a need-to-know basis.
Oh, well, I don't know whether I need to know it or not, but can I have a look at the council's environmental policy?
Have we got one, Jeremy?
We have a discussion document, in draft form. I'll have a copy sent to you in today's post.
Oh, right. Well, thanks very much.
Not at all. And perhaps you should be going now. You don't want to be late for your press conference.
Bloody no, she'll kill me. I mean, that's right. Yes, it wouldn't look very good.
Quite. Well, goodbye then, Councillor Whittaker.
Ooh, that sounds good, doesn't it? Yes, well, cheerio then. And, thanks. Thanks ever so. Right.
A clear case, I feel, of chercher la femme.
Look, you know I don't understand Latin.
Sorry, Chief, merely thinking aloud. What's wrong? Is something worrying you?
Oh, yes, I was wondering, Jeremy. Do you think you'll wear that chicken outfit in the council chamber?
Hard to say, Chief. With politicians, one simply never knows.
Any Other Business was written by Lucy Flannery and starred James Grout, Rosie Fordham, Jan Ravens, John Dutteen, Nelson David, Toby Longworth, Nick Hardy, Howard Lou Lewis, June Whitfield, Vivian Rochester, and it was produced by Liz Anstey.